Jared, what's the most satisfying about that, the result or the superb performance?
Both, you know, we asked the boys just, but it was very simple tonight, instructions. We needed to match Derry all over the pitch, and we needed to show a wee bit of passion. I didn't think we showed enough last week, and tonight the boys were on it. You know, they've been on it all week. We were very disappointed in the result last week, and tonight I thought, you know, from the goalkeeper right through the subs, everyone was on it, knew what they wanted to get out of the game, and that was obviously a win.
Two chances inside the first 3 minutes, they were at it from the first whistle, weren't they?
They were. You know, as I say, we trained really well this week, and I thought last week we played well. We really did. You know, it was very hard to come out and say that we played well after, you know, losing the game, but I thought there were some patches of our games last week was very good, and this week, you know, we just upped it another level. You know, some really good individual performances. I thought David Colley in midfield was spectacular. You know, he controlled the game along with Eduardo and obviously Ali Roy, and you know, his pace, you know, is causing defenders some problems. So really happy to see. We're just slightly disappointed that we conceded later on a sloppy goal. We better lack of communication between, you know, defender and goalkeeper, which is probably, you know, we'll let that one slip because it's a new keeper in, and obviously, you know, his understanding wasn't good. So, but apart from that, I thought we were great. We'll stay calm, we'll stay humble about it. We'll not get carried away. It's only the second game of the season. You know, we've new players that's coming in, and it's going to take us, you know, a few games to keep gelling and getting to know each other. Slowly but surely, we're getting there, and I'm happy the way things are going.
Adam and Ali both had chances before that. How pleasing is it for you to see attacking players find the net?
You know, it's great, first of all, to see your centre forwards going, you know, to get off the mark, because you're sort of agitated and players are agitated that, you know, the longer it goes, you know, without a goal in, you know, it becomes difficult. But Adam Morgan's the type of player, he'll just keep going until he gets goals, and as I said, that's what he's brought here to do. And Alistair Roy's the same. Alistair Roy will get chances in games, and, you know, I thought he had two great chances last week and just pulled it wide. This week I thought his touch into the box was top drawer, you know, under the ball. It was a hard ball to take down. He took it in a stride, and his finish was sublime.
Big decision, I guess, to bring two lads in that you've only signed this week. Is that justified in the end? The end justifies the means, I guess?
Yeah, I thought the debutants were excellent tonight. I thought the Big Mitchell was very calm in nets. You know, he has a big presence about him. I mean, he's come from a big club, you know, so he's well coached. And Patrick McLean, I thought, was superb. You know, he's solid, very aggressive, lovely left foot, and he talks and leads, so set it in really well. You know, with another young lad there as well, Kilmarnock, can play left back, who's an excellent addition to the team. So listen, we've worked hard in the transfer market, and hopefully, you know, everything will fall into place, and we'll start seeing us, you know, winning more games often than that.